I read the other day that they redefined internet broadband speed.
Yeah, apparently it's 25 megs now. I've been looking into fiber service from Smithville. They're locally owned, and Smithville's fiber is home to Indiana's fastest internet. Speeds up to a gigabit. That's 1,000 times faster than a megabit.
Wow.
Wow is right. It's time to switch to Smithville.
Don't wait. Switch to Smithville today and get Indiana's fastest internet. For more information, go to switchtosmithville.com. That's switchtosmithville.com.
You've been listening to Chalk Talk on News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL. Now, let's head courtside with Joe Smith and John Callahan.
Well, for a second straight Friday night and its third consecutive road stop, the Panthers of J.R. Holmes drop in here tonight at the historic Southport Fieldhouse before doing battle with fifth-ranked Southport. The defending conference Indiana champions of former Panther assistant Kyle Simpson, still loaded after an outstanding 23-3 season, was cut short in the sectional last March by Pike at 2-1 this year on the young season. All of the pieces to defend the conference in place. Job number one tonight for the Southsiders: become more disciplined offensively after a cold shooting night last night at Floyd Central, and a possible surprise here for the Panthers in this, a new season within a season starting tonight, Conference Indiana 2015-16. Along with our producer Andre Siefkert, high atop our One City Center studios downtown, John Callahan alongside, and all of our sponsors here on game night, from again the spacious Southport Fieldhouse here in the southern reaches of Marion County on a Friday night. Hi again, everyone. Joe Smith. Time for our Spotlight Players of the Game, brought to you by Bloomington Hardware. Here's John.
Okay, Joe, for Bloomington South, we're going to single out Hunter Lloyd, 6 foot, 175-pound senior small forward, averaging 12 points, 3 rebounds, couple of steals a contest, hitting 69% of his shots inside the arc, 50% of his three-ball attempts. He's a 73% shooter from the charity stripe. Young man, paid his dues last year as a junior on the junior varsity team. Really worked hard over the summer, and it's really paid off for him here early on in this particular campaign. Now, it's not often that Paul Scruggs wouldn't be in the spotlight, but when you got Joey Brunk, that's going to cancel out Mr. Scruggs tonight. Brunk, the 6'10 senior post player, he's going to be the deciding factor tonight, averaging 19 points, 13 rebounds the contest. Signed, sealed, and delivered. He's headed to Butler next season. He's hitting 61% of his two-goal attempts. He's an outstanding free-throw shooter at 72%. A year ago when these two teams played, he put a lot of points in the charity stripe. Went there 15 times and hit 10 of those. I got a feeling he's going to be shooting a lot of free-throws tonight. So, players in the spotlight: Hunter Lloyd for Bloomington South, Joey Brunk for the Southport Cardinals.
Well, tonight's player spotlight brought to you all season by Vicki and the crew at Bloomington Hardware. Shop Bloomington Hardware. You know where they are, right there at the corner of College Mall Road and Covenanter Drive. Open Monday through Saturday, 8 until 7, Sunday, 10 until 6. Your local True Value, start right, start here. Celebrating Bloomington Hardware over 30 years on the east side. Actually, it will be 31 going in when we flip the calendar over to 2016. Always glad to have one of our strong sponsors, Bloomington Hardware, on the air with us, along the rest of the best of all of our sponsors here. Well, we had a great JV game that just concluded. It was made even greater by Trey Bamba, who hit a tray at the buzzer. Points 10, 11, and 12 for him. He wound up with 12. The South remained unbeaten as they won it 53-50. As Garrett Hickman, who's dressed for the varsity tonight off of Mo Moriarty's football team, 17 points to lead the way. Trey and Chris Bamba, his cousin, 12 points, and Christian Paycheck had 10. So of those quartet there, 51 of the 53 points scored. And again, Trey Bamba's left side of the circle three, as the horn sounded into this one for Aaron Parker's crew. And again, South now 5-0 on the year. We'll be back. Talk more ahead of tonight's varsity tilt. This one about 15 minutes away from getting started. We'll be back after this two-minute break from the Southport Fieldhouse here. Conference Indiana opener on a Friday night. We'll break for a couple of minutes. This is Bloomington South Panther basketball. Welcome back, everyone. Historic, they use now in the term of Southport. High School Fieldhouse, one of the larger gyms in the state of Indiana. Of course, down through the years, the side of the Southern Semi-State in the South has had the chance to play here in a lot of big ball games, John. And obviously, this is the Conference Indiana opener, and we talk about Kyle Simpson's Redbirds. And Kyle's come a long way. 1-19 that first year after he left JR and Bloomington South to take over at Southport. Since then, 15-8. Last year, a last-second shot in the sectional championship ended what could have been a run for a state championship, because most of the year they were top-ranked in the state.
They certainly were. They were loaded a year ago, but they've got a picket ball club coming back. Now, maybe the bench isn't as deep as what Coach Simpson would like, but his starting five, they're quality people all the way through. Of course, we talk about Joey Brunk, the big 6'10 guy, but Paul Scruggs is an outstanding ball player in his own right. Not really, he's not a shooter, but he is a scorer, and he is explosive to the offensive glass, coming in averaging 15 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals a contest. So as you like to say, he's filling in all the boxes. But the one thing, you know, the Achilles heel, he's not really that great of an outside shooter. Only hitting 13% from behind the line. That's 1 of 8. So, you know, you're going to give him, maybe you want to give him that three ball shot and try to play, get him a couple steps back. Don't let him get you on that drive, because he's going to be quick and explode in the hoop. Has also, and again, it's early in the year, but he's also struggled at the free throw line. He's only hit 3 of 10 there. But again, he's just an outstanding ball player. But, you know, and they've got Luke Johnson, who's an outstanding quarterback on the football team. He's another very athletic kid. And, you know, but Joey Brunk inside, that's going to be the guy. Again, JR said it. They don't have anybody to match up with him. I mean, he's taller, marks like 4 or 5 inches than everybody else. He's strong. He's also a young man that he hasn't really tried that many three ball attempts on the year, but he's capable of hitting them. And watching here in warmups, been coming over here on the baseline, he's been knocking him down. So maybe they just don't ask him to come out and shoot the three, but he's a guy who's very capable of doing that if called upon.
Well, this year, obviously, South doesn't have anybody taller than 6'5", and last year they had the size, but a lot of the Panthers got in foul troubles. If you remember, Martindale, Kirby fouled out of that ball game in the third quarter, and South was forced to go to a zone, and we'll see some of that. Talking with Tucker Blackwell before the ball game, they're also going to use a diamond in one. And John, you know, you don't want to concede points to anyone, but JR is almost willing to give Scruggs and Brunt 40 points, say, 20 apiece, and, you know, make sure someone else, the non-factor, doesn't step up and beat him like the Bennett kid did last year when he had 21 points and was the reason why they won that ball game and come from behind fashion, 66-61.
Yeah, when you take a look at the other guys they have in the starting lineup, Blake Evans and Elijah Walt, neither one of those are exactly on a house of fire here shooting the basketball. They've really struggled in that regard. Johnston, he's a good role player. He's going to get you some garbage points around the basket, maybe run the floor a little bit. But again, you've got to focus mainly, it's on Scruggs and Brunk. A year ago, they combined for 35 points in that ball game, and, you know, had things gone and guys not gotten foul trouble a year ago. I remember that being a very spirited game. Crowd really got involved in that game a year ago. Panthers, they were right into it right up to the very end, but they came out on the short end a year ago.
Well, I tell you, you look at the polls, and JR was right. New Albany is number 2 this week in the AP poll behind North Central of Indianapolis. The only team to beat Southport was Maryville, and they're ranked number 3 in the state, followed by a team that you'll see tomorrow night, John, and the Panthers of Evansville Wrights. They will take on the North Cougs, who are up here in Marion County tonight. That ball game won't start for another half hour. Lawrence Central is 5. The Cardinals are 6th in the media poll, which I vote in. They are number 5 in the coaches poll. Fort Wayne Carroll, Carmel, Ben Davis, and South Bend Riley round out the top 10. Again, in the reserve game tonight, Trey Bamba's triple at the buzzer bailed Aaron Parker's crew out, kept them unbeaten as they moved to 5-0 as the Panthers win the JV game 53-50. We'll be back with more of our pregame and continue to take you up to tip with the starting lineups after this 2-minute break. You're listening to South Panther Basketball. Well, back we come at the Southport Fieldhouse along with our producer, Andre Siefker. Joe Smith and John Callahan on a Conference Indiana Friday night. The Southport Cardinals and the South Panthers in the first half of two tonight in the WIC Twinville in the Mustang Corral. John and Terry Stoltz will see them on the 22nd for the first time this year on the airwaves. Gary Sims' crew moved to 6-4 on the year as they defeated Cascade 52-48. The boys' game will be starting here at 8 o'clock along with Bloomington North playing about a couple of miles from here at Perry Meridian against the Falcons. And a broadcast reminder, Terry will join John tomorrow night for the tip on the McKinney court as the Cougars bump sneakers with the fourth-ranked Evansville Wright Panthers, who have a ball game. They play Modern Day tonight down in the Pocket City, but that's only going to be their third game of the year. So that tomorrow night at 7:30, a tip there. Time to meet the officials tonight, brought to you by the People's State Bank. The referee this evening will be Steve Mozingo from Fishers, Mark Baldwin from Indianapolis, and Rob Couch from Indianapolis. Mozingo, the referee. The People's State Bank, a local bank helping individuals, families, and businesses for well over 100 years. A bank that truly cares about people. It's right in the name, the People's State Bank. Not a bad crowd on hand. The Cardinals 2-1. They have a ball game with East St. Louis, Illinois tomorrow right here at the field house. Kyle always, since he's been the head coach, he inherited the schedule. Now in his fourth year, 41-31, almost 57%. But keep in mind, again, his first year he was 1-19. But they play East St. Louis, Illinois tomorrow night here, and they're going to have a doubleheader here. I don't know what the other game is going to be, but they won't tip it until 8:30. 2-1 on the air. They went through Conference Indiana last year unbeaten, as you know, and had a tough go of it when they came to Bloomington. They were 3-0 when they left town, and they were also top-ranked when they came to town. And the Panthers gave them a go but fell 66-61. Obviously, tonight's game will be an upset if the Panthers win this one. But they have played the schedule. And on Friday nights, John, they have shot the ball well. We attested to that last Friday night at the B&L Fieldhouse. So maybe good karma again tonight at another field house against a high-quality team.
You know, and again, though, going to last Saturday night, even with everything, even not shooting the ball well and Floyd Central is shooting lights out, I mean, the Panthers had an opportunity there. Had things gone their way there the last couple of minutes of the ball game, that they could have escaped with a win. But, again, things just kind of went against them that night. But, again, I was very surprised with the way they played Friday night down at B&L. The team would have that much of a turnaround the following night. They just get hit the right side of the barn.
Well, tonight's Conference Indiana opener being brought your way in part by David Hayes and the crew from Comprehensive Financial Consultants. Personalized strategies for creating income in retirement. Comprehensive Financial Consultants. Find them on the web this weekend at cfci.us. Or give them a call Monday at 812-334-3190. And by IU Health Rehab and Sports Medicine Center, they help to make athletes better, stronger, and faster. Learn more at iuhealth.org/Bloomington. And by Morrison's Appliances. Morrison's, you know, they do their homework, and their technicians know all of the brands inside and out. So shop with the experts at Morrison's Appliances, and you'll always get the best price, too. Morrison's Appliance and Service, they're on West Kirkwood. Go online at morrisonsappliancesandservice.com. By the way, they are with us as one of our post-game sponsors as well, our post-game player of the game, so stay tuned for that. And we debuted last week with the Clean the Glass sponsorship, Taylor Quality Cleaning and Restoration, where they don't just, you know, clean your glass, they'll clean your whole doggone house. Online at taylorqualitycleaning.com. Trying to think who won that first honor last week for the Southsiders. Do you remember?
It was...
Was it Tucker?
Rockwell.
Yeah, it was pretty evenly
It was very, he had
distributed.
One guy with six, three guys with five, so
well,
it was very close.
You know, and it's kind of interesting, and we talk about rebounding, and it's obviously going to be key tonight. But what's going to be key are those second-chance points and offensive rebounding. That was the difference you know, last year in a close ball game, and it's obviously going to be very key here tonight for the Panthers playing a zone.
Yeah, it can be very fundamental, and again, it's kind of hard sometimes to get position when you're playing in that zone, but that's something that the Panthers are going to have to do. They're going to have to block people out.
Well, we'll be back. We'll have the presentation of the colors and the playing of our national anthem, the starting lineups as we move past the 7:30 hour, and we'll be back with the opening tap and the starting lineups here at the Southport Fieldhouse after this two-minute timeout. You're listening to South Panther Basketball. Welcome back, everyone, to Southport Fieldhouse Conference Indiana opener. And we just had a, it must be, Christmas must be getting closer. We had a terrific rendition of a group of about 50 or 75 third, fourth, and fifth graders from one of the middle schools here in Perry Township sing the national anthem. And they did a terrific job and got a heck of an ovation. So outstanding job by those little types, third, fourth, and fifth graders. And they came out in numbers, didn't they?
They certainly did, and they did a fabulous job.
Let's take a look at the starting lineups. First of all, for the purple and white, they'll be dressed tonight in their road purple. You recall last week, if you were with us, they wore all black jerseys. Tonight in all purple, Josh Hall starts at one forward spot, the 6'5 junior. Also up front, Hunter Lloyd, a 6'2 senior, and Chance Coyle, a 6'3 sophomore. The backcourt comprised of Tucker Blackwell, the 6'2 senior, and Phil King, who's a 6-foot sophomore. He'll run the point tonight for J.R. Holmes. Panthers coming in, 2-2, 47% from the field, 77% from the free throw line. And, John, their assist average, 14.5 after these first four ball games. So Hall, King, Blackwell, Lloyd, and Coyle for the Southsiders. Southport Cardinals, athletic, full of length, and they got guys who can flat play. Elijah Walton, a 6'3 senior at one forward, averaging 6 points and 2 rebounds a ball game. Joey Brunk on his way to Butler, averaging a double-double right now after 3 ball games, 19 points and 12 rebounds, a 6'10 senior. Luke Johnston, 6'4, a senior, will start at the other forward spot. He's being introduced right now. 7 points and 3 rebounds a ball game. And the backcourt of one of the best junior guards in the state, Paul Scruggs, uncommitted just yet to his college selection. He's got another year to be the best player in the state of Indiana, a 6'3 junior. And Blake Evans, a 6 foot junior, will be the other starting guard. Scruggs averaging 14-7 and 8 rebounds a ball game. Evans a little over 2.5 points and 2 rebounds. So there you have it. Walton, Brunk, Johnston, Evans, and Scruggs for the Redbirds of Southport. And Chance Coyle or Hunter Lloyd. Hunter's going to jump center tonight. And look at this. Trey Bamba is starting tonight's ball game.
And he had to deal with J.R. that if he hit the game-winning shot,
well,
he'd
tell you what,
get the start.
Well, he is. Well, I'll tell you what, doesn't hurt to have another 6'5 young man in. Yeah, he won the JV game to keep him unbeaten, and he's making his first career start. And the tip up in the air by Steve Mozingo, and this game is underway, and the tip's controlled by Brunk and the white-clad Southport Cardinals. Paul Scruggs, and let's see who's out on him to start with. Hunter Lloyd is high posting. Nice defense. Stolen away. And that is Phil King. Phil across the timeline, pushing the ball. Nice entry pass. Coyle and Trey threw it away. Bamba did. Right into the arm of Paul Scruggs. And he goes full court and lays it in. Well, that's one turnover that cost you points right off the get-go. And that came after a good defensive series on the opening tap of the ball game by Bloomington South. Cardinals with a 2-0 lead. Trey Bamba pulled way outside over to Hunter Lloyd. Dishes it now to Tucker Blackwell, playing with a hand injury he suffered against Floyd Central. Coyle will shoot a three, no good. Brunk fighting Bamba for the ball. Chased out of there by Lloyd, and to the line goes Blackwell, or to the dish, I should say, and now he'll go to the line, and he'll shoot two. Well, it's so key, and that's the first one, and it comes within the first minute of the ball game, John, and that's on Joey Brunk, their big 6'10", probable All-Stater.
Yeah, and so you look at Trey Bama, how would you like to make your first start, your very first game here defending Joey Brunk?
Well, tell you what, he's hot. He had 12 points, and Blackwell misses his first free throw. Tucker's got a wrap on his left hand, on his right hand. That's his shooting hand. And, boy, that thing blistered up big time on him in the second quarter of that loss. That one bounces out. He misses both free throws. Well, he said it wasn't bothering him that much, but a 70%er misses his first two free throws. It's still 2-0 Southport with the ball. Scruggs will fire a three. They'll let him shoot out there all day long. He's a terrible three-point shooter. Now he's 1 of 9 on the year. Down on the wing, Lloyd threw it away. Here's, well, this is what Southport does. They steal the ball, tipped around, no, off the missed shot. They got lucky there as Evans missed the bunny, and it was missed by Walton on the rebound. Still 2-0. South, its own worst enemy now in the first couple of possessions down here at the offensive end. They're moving from left to right on the radio dial. Trey Bamba, the surprise starter tonight. With the basketball is Phil King down on the wing. And they reverse it to the other side now. Ball knocked away again. And Joey Brunk saves it. And here comes Walton. Or is that Scruggs? Well, that's Blake Evans. Or was that Scruggs? That was Scruggs. So Scruggs with 4 points early. And the Cardinals lead it on yet another turnover by Bloomington South. And they have three. And it's resulted in all points. Shot by King. No good. And Brunk's got the rebound. So the big guy on his way to Butler clears the board, and here comes Scruggs around Lloyd, puts a shot fake on him, deals it now over to Walton. Now they work it over to Luke Johnston. The other starter is Blake Evans. He's down on the wing right. He'll fire right now, miss here, cleared out of there by Hunter Lloyd. So Hunter, a good ball handler, comes across the line. Law pass inside, shot fake, Coil dishes it out. That's Lloyd, and it's partially blocked by Luke Johnston, and there's a reach foul. And they're going to nail Blake Evans on the personal foul. Cardinals lead it 4-0 on our commercial service scoreboard here early. 5:21 to play from the field house here at Southport High School. And the Panthers will be triggering it out, and that'll be Phil King. He does. Tucker Blackwell with the basketball. But, boy, that was a nasty blister that he has. So hopefully we'll monitor that the rest of the night. Tucker had it for a second over to Hunter Lloyd. Free is Bamba. He'll shoot an air ball here. And that was about the distance from behind the line he won the JV game with at the buzzer. That one didn't touch anything. Little nerves on the part of the young sophomore, Trey Bamba. Strot by Walton to three. 7-0 early, and JR's going to have to call a timeout. He does. 4:49 to play. Cardinals jump to a quick 7-0 lead on our commercial service scoreboard with 4:49 to play here in the opening quarter. Back with more Conference Indiana Panther action after this half-minute break. You're listening to South Panther Basketball. Well, not the kind of start you wanted to see. 7-0. Turnovers having a lot to do with that. Panthers have settled on the three-ball shot, and they are depositing none. In four attempts, they were 2 of 17 from behind the line down in Galena the end of the night against the Floyd Central Highlanders. Tucker across the timeline, over to Phil King, running the point for JR. Out on him is Evans, and we got a loose ball foul called on Paul Scruggs. That is the third team foul against Southport. 7-0, Scruggs with a couple of baskets. Brunk hasn't scored yet, but he's rebounded well tonight, John, at the defensive end.
Sure has he. Brunk's got a couple of those, and again, he's just been a presence inside. Maybe that's why the Panthers are settling for the three, because nothing's open inside.
Chance Coyle will trigger it in right in front of Kyle Simpson, the former longtime Panther assistant. Shot fake. Hunter Lloyd is yet to unwind tonight offensively. Back to Chance, really laboring, shooting 27% at game night, and we've played this. This is the fifth game of the year. And boy, that man-to-man has been sealed tight. Tucker will force another three. And there's a man loose again, but Scruggs didn't seem. Wants to go to the glass, drives, and we got a foul call or a charge.
Charge.
It's going to be a charge. And they're going to have to call it against Scruggs. And that's two on him. And he will come out of the ball game and be replaced by Harold Bennett.
got him getting in on that three ball attempt by Blackwell, but defender hit his elbow. That was one reason why this guy had shot. Probably should have got a foul. Had three free throw opportunities down here at the other end.
4:07 to play, 7-0 here in the opening quarter. The South Ford Cardinals. And Paul Scruggs, a 15-point scorer, sits down with a second personal foul of the night. Bill King around the pick set up by another Panther. That's Josh Hall. And there's a shot taken by Chance Coyle, no good. And boy, I tell you, the Cardinals are cleaning everything off of the glass tonight defensively. Here's Bennett. He's in a hurry, threw the ball away, but it was last touch, they say, by Chance Coyle. Well, the Panthers have gone now over 4.5 minutes without scoring a point here at the outset of this ball game. Johnston will trigger it out, and he does. And let's see who runs the point. With Scruggs out of there, Scruggs plays the wing anyway. Walton's on it right now. Over to Bennett. Harold Bennett is a young freshman. He is the younger brother of Malik Bennett, who lit up South last year unexpectedly in that game at Bloomington. Shot taken and missed by Walton, but a rebound by Bennett. He'll fire a three. No good. Rebounded by Brunk. Back up.
He got it. That's a chance point.
Yep, you got that right. Well, it's 9-0 in the Panthers, and almost stolen away by Walton. With it is Tucker Blackwell down on the wing, stopping firing shot by Coyle. Fouled. He'll go to the line and shoot two.
So I've been very impressed with the perimeter defense by Southport. I mean, they've been doing everything inside, but the perimeter defense has been very effective.
Well, and it's man-to-man. That's where Kyle learned his defensive principles from the man sitting a few hundred feet away from him at the other end, and that's J.R. Holmes. Here's Chance Coyle at the free throw line. Panthers is a team, 77% as a team. Chance, the best free throw shooter on the ball club, finally breaks the dry spell. So the Panthers, an 84% free throw shooter, is Chance Coyle. That's not the problem. Got to get him unwound offensively. Hit both of those. He's really struggled with his shot big time here through the early part of the year. 9-2, Panthers on the board, still without a field goal. And now they go zone. Well, the Panthers came out with a little man just to see how the flow of the game would go. And really, beknownst to themselves, they didn't think they'd throw the ball away three of the first four possessions, but they did, and it resulted in points. There's a shot taken, and yet another offensive rebound. Southport owning the boards early. Last year, of course, you know, Bloomington South had some guys with Martindale and Kirby, guys that could, meet up with these big guys. Brunk in the post, spins around, deals it over to Johnston. Outstanding quarterback, All-State. For all conference, I should say. Brock will shoot from there if you let him. He shoots a three and misses, and it's rebounded out of there by Hunter Lloyd. Panthers down 9-2, looking for their first field goal of the night. Will Hunter get it? He's out in three ball range, deals it over to Chance Coyle. Give and go, shot fake. Tucker Blackwell around the screen by Hall. Still on the dribble and sets up the offense now. Minute 55 to play, trying to go against Brunk. Bounces it over to Coyle, and he needed that one. So Chance Coyle has all of South's points. Chance, when he has shot the three ball, has shot better from behind the line than he has from inside of it. Only 27%, and that will enhance that 31% behind the line. He just needs to get a little confidence. He'll be okay. Only the fifth game of the year, and Coyle now has all 5 points. Bears Bennett again. They'll let him shoot there all day, too. They're a terrible three-point shooting ball club, hitting only 26% coming in. But there was a foul on a Panther on it. Yet another rebound by Brunk, John.
Fouls on Josh Hall.
So Hall picks up the personal foul. Brunk had position. Bennett will toss it, does, out to Walton, and they work it around. Again, Paul Scruggs on the bench with two early fouls. Shot out of the corner, and that is Walton. And there is Brunk again, another offensive rebound. That's his first points. Making his second field goal of the ball game.
He's got 5 rebounds here in the quarter.
11-5. Well, the Panthers had trimmed it after trailing 10-0. Brunk gets an easy one off of a missed shot taken out of the corner by Blake Evans. And here come the Purple. Across the timeline, Phil King. Man-to-man defense. Southport. Lob pass into Hunter Lloyd. Almost lost it. Out to Tucker. Shot fake inside. Beautiful pass to Hall. Give the assist to Blackwell. Josh's first basket of the night. And it's 11-7 inside a minute. And the Panthers, after trailing 9-0, are back in this one. Didn't want to get blown out in any first quarter. And they played it well at home last year in that opening stanza. Hung tough with them. They just ran into that Malik Bennett kid, and he lit them up for 21 points unexpectedly. And now Southport, Kyle Simpson on one knee in front of his bench. He'll work for the final shot. Down to 20 seconds to play. He learned that, too, from J.R. He's melded about 43 seconds off of the clock, down to 14. Southport wants the final shot, leading 11-7 here in the first quarter. And now we got a timeout called by Kyle Simpson. We'll keep it right here and tell you that tonight's broadcast is being brought to you in part by Commercial Service of Bloomington. Outstanding deals on new standard or high-efficiency Trane furnaces. Give them a call tomorrow, 812-339-9114, or go online at commercialservice.com.
No one reason that the Panthers only trail by 4 points here. They're getting out-rebounded, but Southport, 5 of 15 from the floor. That's 33% behind the arc. You mentioned they're a terrible three-ball shooting team. They've hit just 1 of 8.
They lead it 11-7. Brunk with 4. Scruggs with 4. The bulk of the scoring for the Southport Cardinals, and they'll have 7.7 seconds left to get off a real good shot here to try to extend the lead. They led 9-0 right at the outset of the ball game before Chance Coyle hit a couple of free throws. Panthers win almost 5 minutes without a field goal. Johnston out of the corner, a 3. Brunk's got a rebound. It won't count even if it goes in. It was late. It doesn't count. And that's the end of the first quarter. But the Panthers survive after trailing 9-0. They trail 11-7 here at the end of the first quarter. We'll break for a minute on our Commercial Service scoreboard from the Southport Fieldhouse here in Southern Marion County on a basketball Friday night. More Panther action after this one-minute break. You're listening to South Panther Basketball. Welcome back, everyone. Joe Smith, John Callahan, Andre Siefker turning the dials high atop One City Center. Side out to the Panthers to start number two, 11-7 Southport. But the lead was at 9-0 at game's outset, and we'll give you the shooting splits here in a second. Tucker inside, playing the facilitator and the assist man, threw the ball away inside, and Bennett gives it right back, stolen away by Tucker Blackwell. So Tucker makes amends for his mistake, coming down at the other end and stealing the ball from Harold Bennett. Shot fake is Hall, back to Tucker now, and he'll direct the offense around the screen. Set up by Hall, forces the shot, no, tipped around. We got a whistle and a problem and a shove off against the Panther, and I think that's Josh Hall's second.
Yeah, that's one guy you don't want to see getting foul trouble for the Panthers. You're going to need him inside.
John, the shooting splits in that opening quarter.
Well, the Panthers only took 7 shots. They hit 2 of them for 29%. Southport put up 16 in the first quarter. Hit 5 of them for 31%. Southport 1-9 behind the arc. Bloomington South 1-6 behind the arc.
Well, no one hitting triples. There's a shot by Brunk. No good. Loose ball chased down. That is Phil King. Clears it over to Hunter Lloyd, and Hunter brings it across the timeline. Heels it back to Phil around the screen, set up by Hall. Gets it right back. Josh will fire and hit. That's a deuce. Hall comes back, and that is his second field goal of the night. 11-9. Panthers two within two. Over on the wing, Johnston will fire. He'll miss here, and it's cleared out of there by Lloyd again. Hunter's a good rebounder, no question about it. He's averaging about 4 from that guard spot. Sifting inside, Coyle deals it over to Hall, back to Chance. Chance led South in the opening quarter with 5 points. He's been averaging about 10 a ball game, and now he's hammered over there by a new face in the lineup, and that is Jamie Burnett, a 5'10 junior guard. Well, here comes some beef into the ball game, and he led Aaron Parker's JVs with 17 points, and we're talking about Garrett Hickman off of Mo Moriarty's football club. And also getting ready to check in, Duke Mabouk, 6'9 junior. So Duke is in. 11-9. So they counter with Mabouk, but they don't counter with much from a physical standpoint, as Blackwell is hammered by Mabouk. So it didn't take him long to pick up his first personal foul. That'll be a shooting foul, and Tucker will be going back to the free throw line. He missed his first two opportunities. Did Blackwell, again playing with a right hand right in the center of his palm of his hand, and now he's started the night 0 for 3.
Hey, those are the last few possessions for the Panthers. Seems like they're starting to get a little bit of a flow. Ball has been a lot better. The movement without the ball has been a lot better.
Tucker hasn't, fired only one shot, and that was forced, but he's missed three free throws and finally ends that misery. So he's 1 of 4. He's in the books, a 70% free throw shooter, and it's down to 11-10. Jamie Burnett comes across the timeline. Heels it on the wing over to Bennett. This is Harold Bennett, the freshman. Not a lot of freshmen come in and start on the varsity, but he is a good one. Comes from a good basketball family. Has it, deals it down on the wing, and it was last touched, they say, by Blackwell. We'll get our station ID in here in the next dead ball. 6:07 to play in the opening quarter. Off to another one of those 60-55 games or 55-50 games. Only 11-10, but Southport hasn't scored for a while. Shooting only 1 of 9 from behind the line. So South doing a good job with its perimeter defense. They didn't singe the cords off the rim in the opening quarter either, as John told you, hitting only 4 of 16. Inside, a shot partially blocked by Blackwell, and let's see, last touch, they say, by Mabouk. It'll be Panther basketball. Good hustle by Tucker Blackwell. 5:45 to play here. He partially blocked that shot, and Hickman did a good job, Garrett did, of blocking Mabouk off after he touched it. There's Lloyd at the other end. He's having trouble shooting him in tonight, and last touch, they say, Chance Coyle. Southport basketball.
They got Brunk coming in, but Southport obviously hit different team on the floor with both Scruggs and Brunk are on the bench.
Yeah, Serge Slaughter, we forgot to indicate he was in the game. Now he's out of the game, but a young man that has transferred in, a double-figure scorer from Triton Central. He's got great size, only a junior, 6'6". Panthers in a 2-3 zone. And there, no, Slaughter stays in. He'll shoot a three, and the ball's tipped alive by Hickman. Up to Tucker Blackwell, and he got the three. So now Blackwell has scored the last 4 points, and the Panthers have the lead, 13-11. What a run this has been since trailing 9-0. Slaughter, now they feed Brunk, defensed over there by, they're really bottling it up. They're leaving a man open outside, and that is Jamie Burnett. So Jamie Burnett cashes in from three-point range, so that the lead for South was short-lived. Cardinals go back in the front, 14-13. But that was a nice run after a 9-0 deficit at the start. Chance Coyle rims it in, rims it out, rebounded out of there by Harold Bennett. Pushing the ball across the timeline. The Cardinals dressed in their home whites with red and white trim. Shot taken, and that is Bennett. Got iron, no. Cleared out of there by Coyle. Here comes Chance across the timeline. Nice pass. Tucker up three. In and out, no good. Cleared out of there by Brunk again. He's getting close to double figures and rebounds in the opening half.
He's got 7.
Brunk coming in, averaging 12 a ball game to go along with his near 20-point scoring average on his way to Butler. Panthers stay in the zone. Fisher's on one wing. Blackwell's in the middle. Actually, that's almost a diamond in one as Phil is out on the top of it, and that is a diamond in one. Shot, fake, and there's Mabouk. You know, that's his first points of the year. So Mabouk connects, and Southport back up to a three-point lead, 16-13. Across the timeline now, and let's see, Southport switching down. Yeah, they're in a little zone. Trying to cool the Panthers off, yeah. Down on the wing, there's Hickman. He'll fire a little bit long. I think that's on Hickman. Nope, you're right, John. It's on Coyle. So we'll take it off of Hickman, put it on Coyle, his first. That is only the third team foul, but it was a shooting foul. And to the free throw line will be Jamie Burnett. So Slaughter comes out. And back in, Paul Scruggs, who played, of course, one of the top juniors in the state, but went out with two personal fouls. That shouldn't have been allowed had it gone in. Basket interference. It did not go in, and Mabouk tried to tip it in, and it went out of bounds. JR wanted the basket interference on it anyway, but it's irrelevant. Panthers have the basketball, and they trail by three, 16-13. And now another new face, Ben Chasteen, has checked in, as has Connor Seepers. Seepers and Chasteen out on the wings now against the Southport zone. Down on the wing left is Hunter Lloyd. Connor Seepers with the basketball. His dad, Matt, coaches the Southport girls varsity team. 2.5 to play here in the opening half. Kind of game the JR, you know, it is suiting the Panthers right now. Playing in the half court, trying to break him down. Scruggs now, and he wants the offense spread. So JR will spread the floor, and he's got two good ball handlers in Chasteen and Seifers. And now let's see, did he call timeout? Blackwell will be coming back in after a breather, or no, he won't. One of the officials, Mark Baldwin.
Yeah, I'm not sure what we got.
I don't know. I don't know if he thought JR called a timeout. He did not. So the Panthers, no harm, no foul. Seifer stays in, as does Chasteen. 2:11 to play. We're late in the second quarter. Panthers trail 16-13 on our commercial service scoreboard. And Southport content with playing the zone, which they went to at the outset of the second quarter, and JR wants them out of it. So a little cat and mouse right now, as now they pressure Seepers, and he threw the ball away. You just can't do that. Here comes Scruggs over to Mabouk. He'll go to the line and shoot two. Well, John, that's how they got the early lead mistakes. And there was another one with them three down. Minute and a half to play in the opening half, and they throw the ball away.
Yeah, Vanilla Vice passed right in between two Southport players. Either one of them could have made the steal.
Mabouk at the line. He'll be shooting two. Not a real good free throw shooter, but he cans that one. So he made a liar out of the old man early in this ball game. Well, he's been a pleasant surprise, John. Had not scored a point, had scored 1 point. That was a free throw. And he comes in, and he has scored three already. And he'll have the second to try to give Southport a five-point lead with a minute 44 to play in the opening half. And he does. So Southport gets good mileage out of Mabouk. He stays in. Brunkweather leaves. And Slaughter comes back in for Kyle Simpson.
After tonight, Mabouk, he might be getting a little more playing time.
Well, he's, you know, he's got those Dwayne-y legs, doesn't he?
Yeah, looks a little like Mabouk Bowl.
18-13, South with a five-point deficit, but they're playing some pretty good basketball, but their turnovers have killed them here. Now in trouble as Kane finally breaks pressure over to Chasteen, down to Seifers. Seifers down on the wing, minute and a half to play. Entry pass, King. Oh, nice pass inside, and Hall, or rather Couch. Chance Coyle fouled, and he'll go to the line and shoot two, so you couldn't want a better Panther at the line.
Second personal foul, but again, great ball movement there by the Panthers.
Well, that puts Coyle at the line. A minute 25 to play in the opening half, and Coyle 3-for-3. He's got 6 points tonight to lead the Panthers. Here comes Jared Hickman back in. Also Hunter Lloyd, and out go Chasteen and Seifers. So they do their job. Seifers was called for that one turnover, but they're both good ball handlers, and that was unfortunate. Not certainly putting any blame on Seifers, as the Panthers have had their share of turnovers that have turned into points. 4 out of 4 from the line for Chance Coyle, and the Panthers go back and play their zone, 18-15. They're forced to play zone, but we've seen Simpson counter with a zone at the defensive end for Southport. Slaughter pulled outside against this 2-3 now as they sift back deep in the paint. Brunk is way outside, handling the ball, and Hunter Lloyd is on him. Actually comes out. There's a shot out of the corner. They'll let him shoot that all day long, and that's Jamie Burnett, but we got a rebound foul. Well, that's unfortunate, and that's going to be on Hickman.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I think I would call that foul drunk.
Panther fans not agreeing with it at all. That is only the 15th foul. Can't complain about the whistle tooting, as Walton will trigger it out, and he does, as Harold Bennett is back into the ball game. So they got their little lineup in right now as Scruggs comes out. Kyle Simpson not wanting him to pick up that third personal foul, and so now Bennett and Burnett just hold the ball out back as the clock ticks down inside 40 seconds to play. Cardinals 18-15. Down to 35 and no one moving, and now they move the ball on one pass. Bennett and Burnett just play catch. Panthers not coming out of their zone as Chess Match City between Simpson and J.R. Holmes. Neil Coyle, the varsity assistant, right next to J.R., standing up with last-minute instructions. And Southport calls a timeout. Well, I would be remiss, we'll keep it right here, if I didn't mention that one of Kyle's assistants is another Kyle that you know of, and that's Kyle Tabor, former Hoosier. He's in his second year after coming over. He coached at the collegiate level at
Lake
a junior
Forest,
college. Yeah,
Lake
I think,
I know we ran into him someplace. He was recruiting a South Panther.
Yeah, he was.
And
so Kyle's on his staff, and of course the former Notre Dame great, the varsity assistant coach, Chris Thomas, out of Pike High School.
Basketball?
Yep. Tell you what, he looks taller. I don't know. Every time I see him, he looks like he keeps growing. Yeah. I know you can't grow. I mean, I grow, but that's in the belly around the waist. That's the only thing you grow. But, you know, Thomas was only about, what, 6'1", 6'2"?
Yeah, he was very tall in high school.
Well, he looks like he's about 6'4 now. 18-15. Panthers will go back in their zone at 14 seconds to play in the opening half on our commercial service scoreboard, and here we go. Jamie Burnett, the 5'10 junior point guard, coming across the timeline, down with eight with 7 seconds to play. Down on the wing, Walton with the ball. Scruggs is back in. There's Brunk, and he's fouled late with 2.1 seconds to play. That really hurts. That's going to be Hickman, I believe. Over the shoulder that time. Brunk tried a semi-hook shot that time, and he'll go to the free throw line, and he'll have a couple of free throws.
Shot 15 against the Panthers last year. These will be his first two tonight.
Yeah, Brooke, a good free throw shooter for a big man. He's got 5 points now. He's 72%. Now Scruggs comes back out. And the Cardinals in this low-scoring defensive affair was 11-7 at the end of the first quarter. Not a lot of points here in quarter number two. Brunk with 2.1 seconds to play. In and out, no good. Rebounded by Blackwell and not get a shot off, and that's the end of the first half. Southport with a 19-15 lead. But South, if you just joined us, trailed early 9-0 before they got their first points, and those were free throws. And a battle back to trail by only four here in this defensive-minded game. Both defenses, man and zone, working tonight for both ball clubs as we've reached halftime. Brought to you, as always, by our friends Max and Jimmy at 508 West 17th Street, by the Ice Center of Southern Indiana, and by Keller Heating and Air. Online, find them at kellerheating.com. We'll have our halftime from the historic Southport Fieldhouse here on the south side of Indianapolis, Marion County. Panthers trailing the fifth-ranked Southport Cardinals 19-15. Back after this two-minute break, you're listening to South Panther Basketball. Well, back we come. We'll see who JR starts. It'll be Tucker Blackwell, Hunter Lloyd, Chance Coyle, Josh Hall, and Phil King. Well, the game started out with the young man who won the JV game, 6'5 Trey Bamba, making his first career start, and a surprise when it was, after he gunned in a three-pointer at the buzzer to keep the JVs of Aaron Parker unbeaten at 5-0, 53-50. Now back to the usual starting lineup, minus Bamba. Scruggs. Two personal fouls in, same starting five, Elijah Walton, Luke Johnston, Blake Evans, and Joey Brunk. Brunk Held to 5 points. Scruggs, 4. So this was a little bit better than JR had envisioned. And this little chess match, we'll see how things unravel here as we are underway now in the second half. 19-15, Southport with a 4-point lead. Their largest in the ball game was right at the outset when they jumped 9-0. Grunt traveled and there wasn't any call. And Hunter Lloyd gets nailed with a personal foul.
Wow.
Well, I'll just leave it at this. They missed that one.
They did.
So Lloyd picks up the personal foul. This is something the Panthers were void of in the first half. They were whistled for only 5 team fouls. And Brunk to the free throw line where he's 1 of 2 from the line. And he misses here. 72%. He's been fouled a lot. They're not a real, outside of Brunk, they're terrible from the line. I mean, they're only 60% from the free throw line. He hits 1 of 2 as a team. And they've got some terrible free throw shooters. All right, here we go. Panthers down 5 here at the outset. A little bit more aggressive as they're out of the zone, I can tell you that. They're trapping man-to-man as soon as the South Panthers came across the timeline. And I mean, they are on their toes, real aggressive. And now they switch into a zone. They're almost playing a diamond and one with Walton the chaser out on King. Here comes Blackwell, leaves it down. Ball's touched and knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Paul Scruggs. So that'll be Panther basketball underneath their own basket. It would behoove a Panther to come over and take the ball from the official. That is Rob Couch from Indianapolis. And Chance Coyle obliges him. Back across the line, and now Phil will come across the line. Set up the offense. JR standing in front of his bench. Phil King, the young sophomore, good ball handler, deals it over to Coyle. They reverse it down to Blackwell on the wing left. As they trap over there out of their pressing zone. So Kyle Simpson, J.R. Holmes, proponents of, and I mean religious fanatics of man-to-man defense, playing zones tonight. 20-15 is the result. Tucker around Scruggs, leaves it now. Coyle is free from 3. And that's one way to break up a zone. So Chance Coyle, now the only double-figure scorer in the ball game as he has 10, and it's 20-18. 6.5 to play, just underway here in quarter number 3. And the Panthers stand back in their 2-3 zone. Well, they came out maybe a possession or two in man-to-man to get a feel for things, and Southport really went to town on them early, and it was at South's, South throwing the basketball away.
Josh Hall really banging it with Brunk.
Boy, he is. There's a shot by Scruggs, and again, he can't buy anything from the outside, but then again, he's not an outside shooter. He's had his best when he takes the ball to the rim. And South keeping him outside. Here comes Hall. Left side of the key, and now Tucker Blackwell backs up the offense, and he'll run the point here in this set. Nice move by Blackwell, laid it in. Tucker now with a half a dozen, and we're tied at 20, our first tie of the ball game. Panthers' only lead of the game was 13-11. There's a shot forced and a block foul called against Blake Evans. Well, they call the foul on Josh Hall. I believe that's going to be 2 on Josh, make it 3. That's unfortunate. So, 3 on Josh Hall. It'll be a shooting foul of Blake Evans to the free throw line. So, Evans on the year. This is going to be his first free throws of the year. And he connects. Free throws last year were key down the stretch. And I mean key. At South, on the home court, Southport shot 40 free throws last year. And luckily, they only hit 62.5%, but they still outscored South by 10 from the line and beat them by 5 when it was all said and done as Evans connects on both. 22-20, Southport back with a 2-point lead, 5:26 to play here in the third quarter. And now Southport play a little 1-3-1, and now we see Trey Bombas check back into the ball game. He's deep in the paint. Hill with the basketball. King gets it right back from Coyle, back to King, and then back to Coyle. Now Chance. He'll send Blackwell down on the wing. Coyle leaves it for Phil King. Inside 5 minutes to play. Panthers work in the half court, trying to find a seam in that 1-3-1 zone by Southport. And there's a pass down on the wing. Coyle over to Hunter Lloyd, who has yet to score tonight. And there's Chance of three. Misses here. Rebounded by Phil King, and he threw it right into the arms of Southport Cardinal Blake Evans. And Evans will come across the timeline. Well, they don't get what they wanted to get, and that was points in that last possession in this tight ball game. Ever since the first quarter, points have been hard to come by. Southport led 11-7, and South scored 8 in the second quarter, as did Southport. And now we have only 4 minutes to play here in this quarter, and it's 22-20, and there's Brunk inside. Well, he does post well. Really ought to. He's 6'10", but you know, I've seen a lot of clumsy guys inside that had his height and bulk and not get it done. And he's got good instincts deep in the paint. Shot out of the corner by Phil. He misses here. Brunk's got another rebound. Close to 10 on the night for Brunk, whose last field goal gives him 7 points in the ball game. Make it 8. 3 this quarter. 24-20. So he has scored 3 of Southport's 4 points here. With 3:39 to play, and now Southport will allow Paul Scruggs to run the floor. JR standing up as his varsity assistant coach, Neil Coyle. 24-20. Had a chance to talk to former Panther head coach. Shot taken by Johnston, no good. Loose ball rebound, and finally got out of there by Phil King. And they threw it away. Another costly turnover on a possession that never came to fruition.
Yeah,
it's a sloppy pass.
Sure is. You got to take care of the basketball.
Same thing they did against Floyd Central last week. They did enough good things, including overcoming a bad shooting night. And costly turnovers in that one nailed them. And
what
have we got?
That's got to be a foul on Brunk. Oh, you got to be kidding me. Brunk's using the forearm, pushing off.
Panthers do not get the call. Instead, decked was Tucker Blackwell.
They called a foul on Coyle.
Was it Coyle?
It was on Coyle, but Blackwell hit the deck. Yeah, Brunk.
Well, the Panthers. Now they put it on Trey Bamba.
Initially, it was on Coyle, I thought.
So Bamba picks up his first personal foul. Well, unfortunately, after committing only 5 team fouls in the first half, the Panthers have 3 this quarter. No free throws involved. Southport will run its offense. They trigger it out. Scruggs down on the left wing. Inside 3 to play. 24-20. Southport with the lead. South tied it at 20. Shot taken by Walton. No good. Tipped around by Johnston. No. And cleared out of there by Chance Coyle. Quickly up to Tucker Blackwell. He goes from left to right. Shot by Coyle. Got it. Or check it. Hunter Lloyd. Very timely was Hunter's first field goal of the ball game, a 3. And it brings South to within 1 at 24-23 with 2:22 to play here in the third quarter. Boy, I tell you, we saw Lloyd get real hot in the second half last Friday night down at B&L. Hunter, his first points of the ball game, and he's a good three-point shooter, averaging 50% from behind the line, and he almost stole that ball. He deflects it into the stands. Southport basketball as Jamie Burnett gets ready to check in. Comes out, Blake Evans hit a couple of free throws. Well, Southport has been scoring only 57 points a ball game, and they'll have to do mightily to make that tonight. South has been averaging nearly 63. Shot taken. Burnett got all rebound. They let the Elijah Walton inside. Didn't block out, and he had an easy putback off the missed three-pointer by Burnett. And that's Elijah Walton. Boy, that was a tough one there. 26-23. Shot of 3. Forced that time by Trey Bamba. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll be reversed this time. So the Panthers get the basketball. JR wasn't going to get he wasn't going to get cheated on that one. And I use that word just very loosely. He was going to stand up for his team, and it was clearly South Panther basketball. There's the lob and the dunk. That could get him going. Hunter Lloyd, the recipient of a beautiful lob pass from Tucker Blackwell, and it's 26-25. Down to a minute 17 to play in this quick-moving ball game tonight. We got us a good one. Panthers trying to upset the fifth-ranked team in the state. More importantly, it's the Conference Indiana opener. Blunt and Bamba having at it. I tell you, Trey not giving in to the 6'10 guy. He's giving him 5 inches, and now they get Bamba again for an armbar. Well, you know, what's fair for the goose, fair for the gander, but if you're going to call it at one end, call it at the other end, and now Bamba's picked up two quick fouls.
Well, ain't that banging on Brock, yeah, trying to keep him out of the post.
I mean, you know, how much banging are they going to allow?
Yeah.
26-25. Triggering it out is Burnett. He does to Scruggs. He lets it go, and now he'll bring it back across the timeline. Inside a minute to play here in the third quarter. Southport being pressed tonight. Neither team shooting well, as both defenses zones tonight have zoned the offenses out of this ballgame. 26-25. I wouldn't have thought this. But I'm taking it because I think this game, this kind of game, even though Simpson knows how to win these games, and they're only allowing 54 a ball game, or rather less than that, about 53. Shot taken and missed. Blunt kept it alive again. See what I mean? There's those second chance opportunities, and Johnston hit iron and rebounded out of there by Phil King. He's got a breakaway, lays it up, got it. Now, wait a minute. It won't count. There was a whistle back here in backcourt and a foul called on Elijah Wolf. King didn't hear the whistle. And here comes a new face, Alex Franklin, the sophomore, into the ball game for the first time, and Trey Bamba will sit down.
Hey, Joe, Phil King hasn't scored a point in this ball game, but he has done a great job rebounding. He's got 6 rebounds.
Well, he went down floor length and laid it in, but he didn't hear the whistle, and that foul was against Walton, his first. And that is only the first team foul here in the second half. Panthers can take the lead here at the end of three. Franklin delivers it over to Coyle. He'll fire a three and misfire as the buzzer sounds, ending the third quarter. And we have us a possible upset here on the south side of Marion County. Panthers trailing 26-25 at the end of three on our commercial service scoreboard. Back with the fourth quarter after this 1 minute break. You're listening to South Panther Basketball. Welcome back, everyone, to the historic Southport Fieldhouse on a Friday night, along with our producer, Andre Seeker, Joe Smith, and John Callahan. It'll be John and Terry Stoltz tomorrow night from the McKinney Court. That varsity game is getting ready to start. The JV game concluded earlier with the North JVs losing to Perry Meridian 53-49. All right, here we go. Fourth and final quarter. Hall has checked back in, and he'll check in a three-pointer. And the Panthers have taken or equaled its biggest lead of the ball game of 2 points. Its only other lead in the ball game was 13-11, and Hall guns in a three to give the Southsiders the lead. And now the Panthers lead by two at 28-26. Down in the wing, Walton shutting him off is Blackwell down on that. The end of that zone, shot out of the corner of three, and this doing South is letting Southport do exactly what they wanted them to do. Shoot threes, and they're shooting them terribly tonight. Brunk inside with the left hand. What a move that was. That may have been his best post move of the night. He's in double figures, and in a hurry is Hunter Lloyd. And he was fouled going in, and I believe Jamie Burnett slapped him on the arm.
Joe Southport now behind the arc, 2 of 19.
Yeah, give us that shooting splits at the end of three, John.
Okay, Panthers 35%, 8 of 23. They were 3 of 16 behind the line. Southport 9 of 33 for 27%.
Ain't pretty, but it's a defense that wins games. Blackwell misses here, rebounded by Brunk. And he clears to Scruggs, who has not scored a point here in this second half. We're tied at 28. The second tie of the second half. Scrunch shoots again, misses. Loose ball, rebound. Fight for it on the hardwood, and a good 50-50 ball. Taken away by Chance Coyle. Over to Tucker Blackwell, finds now Phil King. King almost fouled, leaves it for Chance Coyle. Back to Phil, they reverse it. There's Lloyd, had a notion, gives it to Blackwell, a three! Tucker Blackwell comes in a triple. Two three-pointers here in the first 2 minutes of the fourth quarter. One by Hall, the other by Blackwell, and the Panthers with their biggest lead, and it's just been tied.
Scruggs, three ball.
So Scruggs, his first points early, and something that we're not accustomed to see him doing well. We'll keep it right here with 6:12 to play, John, and that shoot the triple, and Scruggs just ties the ball game up.
They came in 1 of 8 behind the arc, and he's just 1 of 3 behind the line tonight.
Well, a big three by Tucker Blackwell gave South its biggest lead of the ball game, only to have Scruggs come down and knot it with 6:12 to play here in the ball game. We're tied at 31. Tonight's broadcast being brought your way by Hilliard Lions, located at 202 South College Avenue. Visit them online at Hilliard.com. Hilliard Lyons, investment counseling to grow, protect, and manage wealth since 1854. And by Jim Stafford, the former Panther, RE/MAX Acclaim Properties. You know, when buying or selling your home, it's nice to know you have a knowledgeable resource in Jim Stafford. He works for RE/MAX Acclaim Properties, doing a great job. Now that he's in the real estate business, he'll work hard to earn your trust. That's Jim Stafford, RE/MAX Acclaim Properties. Give Jimmy a call over the weekend at area code 812-325-4453.
So that three ball that Scruggs just hit, that was Southport's first three ball since the first quarter.
Yeah, Walton had the other one, and that was early. And here we sit. 31-31, checking out purple shirts. Hunter Lloyd, Josh Hall, Tucker Blackwell, Bill King running the point, and Chance Coyle. Here we go. 6:07 to play here in the ball game, tied at 31. Now the Southport crowd and student section getting into it, and Coyle's hammered and fouled. Got Burnett again, I think.
Okay, you got your hands on the ball, you better be moving it quick. Southport, very good double teaming.
Well, they're athletic, and that obviously, you can be athletic and not quick. They have both attributes. They're very quick, and they're very athletic, and they're very good. 31-31, and South trying to pull the upset tonight of the fifth-ranked team in the state. With the basketball, left side of the wing, Phil King deals it now, and now Tucker Blackwell. Backs up the offense, goes around a screen, set by Hall, goes to the dish, misses here. Josh had the ball blocked out of his hand. Beautiful defensive play by Jamie Burnett. Now here's Paul Scruggs inside, slips, falls down, over to Burnett, a three, no good, tipped up and in by Scruggs. Well, John, that's what he does well, and there was no block out again, but this is Scruggs at his best. He hits a three, which you don't expect. What you do expect is for Scruggs to keep the ball alive, get an offensive rebound, and score inside and south. Now he did that, and now he has 5 consecutive points to put the Cardinals back in front by a deuce. We'll keep it right here. JR wants a powwow, and he's not real tickled right now with 5:26 to play.
That's one reason why Scruggs is hitting 66% of his shots inside the arc. He did a great job of getting position inside. He's just an animal when it goes to crashing the offensive glass. He smells blood at the offensive end on the offensive glass.
33-31, old home day here. Bruce Kalb had a sit next to Bill Springer, who, of course, Bill coached at South High School during his heyday. Chris Byers, the new head coach of Warren Central, is here. Matt Seifers, who coaches the girls' team here at Southport. His boy Connor saw second quarter action. All kinds of people here tonight. 33-31 with Bloomington South and Bloomington ties. All right, Panthers trail by 2. They have the basketball after the timeout, and the ball's kicked by Walton out of bounds. It'll be Panther basketball.
The other thing about Bill Springer, he was coach at Southport team that advanced to the finals, yeah. Damon Bailey's senior year.
Yeah, Bill won a few here, won a few at South. 33-31, 5:08 to play. Those were dandy games when Bill was coaching the Panthers, when Jeffersonville was in the old Southeastern, the South Central Conference with Connersville and that bunch. 33-31. Panthers now spreading their offense, sending Coyle down on one wing, back over to Blackwell. Shot fake, double team, clears it over to Hall. Back now to Phil Cole. They reverse it back to Blackwell. Down on the wing. Hunter Lloyd had a big third quarter, gunned in 5 points. Shot clock. There's no shot clock. Out of the corner, and Blackwell forces one, and it misfires, and here come the Panthers. Sliding down, and I tell you, Tucker ran right over freshman Harold Bennett. Knocked him down pretty good. No harm, no foul. And again, the same kind of play. Phil Cole wasn't going to allow Scruggs to drive to the rim again, because Scruggs is not a very good free throw shooter, and that is the philosophy right now. Don't give him anything sure.
Yeah, Scruggs just 30% on the air, 3 of 10 at the stripe. Again, he was getting ready to explode to the basket.
Well, King made sure of that. And it's a non-shooting foul. That is the fifth team foul. So they have two to give. Only three total called on Southport here in the entire second half. So free throw shooting right now, unless it's a two-shot foul, is irrelevant. 4 minutes to play in the ball game. Southport with a two-point lead in the basketball. Scruggs trying to get, oh, what a pass inside the front.
I was going to say, Brunk has been a little quiet here for the last couple of minutes.
Well, he has scored 7, though, here in the second half, and he's got 12. And the Southport Cardinals breathe a little easier. 35-31. Blackwell over to Coyle. Left side of the key. Likes to shoot the three. Passes it up over to Blackwell. Down on the wing. And Tucker will go to the line and he'll shoot two. So Blackwell will go to the free throw line. Boy, when he took that tumble, when he hit the hardwood again, kind of like the play that he had to pick up that terrible blister in the palm of his right hand. And that is his shooting hand, and he goes to the line, and he'll shoot two.
You know, there's going to be a little perspiration getting down on that, too. That doesn't make it feel any better.
Well, he's got the medication on it, and he connects, and that's the best look he's had. He missed his first three free throws before he hit one. He's now 2 of 5 from the line. He's starting to warm up here with 6 second half points. He has 10 in the ball game, so he's hit double figures, looking for 11. That draws the Panthers now two within two at 35-33, 3:38 to play, and we're going to have us one of these nail biters going right down to the wire. And now Mr. Scruggs, not in any particular hurry, is Kyle Simpson in his haunches right in front of his bench, and Scruggs now trying to draw Bloomington South out of that 2-3 zone, and I'm telling you, that's not going to happen.
Nope.
That ain't going to happen. We've only had 9 total fouls called here in the second half. 4 on Southport, 5 on the Panthers. So free throws not entering the picture. And now they switch point guards. Scruggs moves to the wing, and he hands the ball over to Jamie Burnett, and he hasn't moved an inch. He's got the ball cupped in his right hand, standing just this side of the big S in the imprinted in the hardwood here.
It's a chess match.
And it's down to 2:45 and the clock's running. 35-33. No shot clock in high school basketball. Now they start to work their offense. Bennett, the freshman, high posting Brunk, trying to go inside. Another shot fake, put up a shot, got it. Well, they're going to their go-to guys. And you know, John, outside of Walton's field goal, they've done all the scoring here in the second half. And I'm talking about Joey Brunk and Paul Scruggs. 37-33, and they lose the ball. Chance Coyle couldn't control it, and we got a foul called on Josh Hall.
Well, they're going to get out.
And let's see, and the basket is going to count. All things and all of them are bad. And it started with a turnover by Chance Coyle here at the offensive end, and it got worse at Southport's offensive end.
Okay, they took away the goaltending call.
All right, now Kyle Simpson out on the hardwood. So now they take the goal to one of the officials and signaled the basket, and now they take him away. And again, there's no... South still one foul away from the 1-1. Scruggs trying to go inside, and Hunter Lloyd out on him like a piece of duct tape. Hunter backs him all the way to the timeline. Now Scruggs goes around him and a touch foul called on Hunter Lloyd. And now that is the 17th foul, and that will put Southport at the free throw line with a minute 58 to play, and it's 1-1 time.
And again, if you got, if it's going to have somebody on the free throw line, Scruggs, it's your guy.
30% on the year is Paul Scruggs. But he has hit a three. He's hit a regular field goal here in the fourth quarter.
Paul Scruggs in the line, shooting 1-1.
So the bonus in effect for the first time in this ball game. And Scruggs gets the ball from the official. Here we go. Trying to give the Cardinals a five-point lead, and he does. Well, he didn't look like a... He didn't look like a 30% free throw shooter there as he nestled that one in. And the second toss, and the Cardinals have a six-point lead. So Scruggs has been the story. He and Clark in the fourth quarter, and the Panthers have to go to work defensively or offensively. They trail by six with a minute 50 to play, and they lose the basketball again on a double team. Brunk started it, and Harold did it, finishes it, and that could very well finish the Panthers. Turnovers, the bugaboo, John down here, two possessions ago, turning the ball over just like they started the ball game. Southport now with an eight-point lead, its largest since the first half. With only a minute 43 to play, and you cannot give up the basketball on unforced mistakes. And Southport trapped that time out of their zone. They came out high with Brunk and with their little speed jet merchant, Harold Bennett. Brunk induced the turnover. And Bennett got the breakaway at the other end.
Winnipeg South committed nine turnovers in the game, but I would say at least six of those have resulted in South Point baskets.
I can't remember any of the key ones not resulting in South Point.
And on the other side, Southport has not turned the ball over here in the second half. They only have three turnovers in the game.
Well, and they only have been whistled for 14 fouls here in the second half. So South, the only free throw attempts has been Tucker Blackwell, and he's hit both of those, but that's been it. All right, here we go. So the Panthers again trail by eight with little time. Tucker across the timeline, goes down to the wing, goes to the glass, leaves it, shot taken, and King will miss. Rebound it put up by Hall. He'll go to the line and shoot two. Well, outside of Chance Coyle, the other solid free throw shooter through the first four has been Hall, a 77% tosser from the line, and he'll have to nail these. 6'5 junior. He has scored now seven in the ball game, a couple below his average, and he misses here. Well, that foul, by the way, was on Joey Brunk, his third. 15 foul on Southport. Sitting down is Harold Bennett. And back into the ball game goes Luke Johnston. Gives him some height there. Johnston at 6'4". Hall will try to hit one or two, and he got that one. So he connects on that one. He's got eight in the ball game, and it's a seven-point deficit, and now full-court pressure applied, and the Southport with its speed breaks it immediately, and Tucker Blackwell is nailed on the personal foul. So Tucker picks up his first. 41-34, Panthers trail by seven. They're home tomorrow night after this three-game swing. The Bedford, Floyd's Knobs, and here tonight. Finally go home, take on Decatur Central, a non-conference game tomorrow night. Here's Walton. He's one of the better free throw shooters. He hasn't been there tonight. He's got five in the ball game and throws a brick. Rebounded out of there by Blackwell. 41-34. Blackwell a three. No good to the right side. Tipped around. Saved. Put up and in by Coyle. Timeout. Or check that. Hunter Lloyd got it back up and in. And immediately South calls a timeout. 41-36. Not over yet. The turnovers have well triggered spurts of play both in the first and the fourth quarter that have put the Panthers behind. And they had the doggone lead, John, at 31-28 in this quarter when Tucker hit a three. And, boy, since then, hadn't been a parade to the free throw line. It's been the inside play of Brunk and the good heads-up junior play by Paul Scruggs.
Yeah, again, Scruggs has really shown why he's one of the top players in the state of Indiana, if not the country. And he's just an outstanding basketball player. And again, he's coming in game time. He wasn't a very good three ball shooter, but he kind of proved us wrong with that. Hit a big one there. And he knocked down those two key free throws for him as well.
Cardinals have two timeouts out, down to one timeout left. Possession arrow, by the way, to the Cardinals. In a 41-36 game, 1:18 to play in the contest. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to South Panther Basketball.
The Colts, heard here all season long on News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL Bloomington.
And the Colts saddling it up on Sunday in our next broadcast against Jacksonville. Here we go, minute 16 to play. Panthers will utilize the full court press. Luke Johnston, who's got some size, will trigger it in against Coyle, does. And let's see, do they foul? The ball stolen away. Last touch, they say, by Southport. Turnover, Jamie Burnett. As Chance Coyle over there with Phil King and Tucker Blackwell converged at the right time. At the right spot, and Burnett could not hold on to the ball. It'll be South, and they'll have the basketball in their own half court. Quickly now, they get it in. Hall sets the screen for Blackwell. He'll try to drive against Frunk, who nailed him. Well, that is only the sixth team foul, so the Panthers will have it underneath their own basket.
Four on Frunk.
So Frunk has picked up three here in this quarter, four in the ball game. And here comes as Kyle Simpson will utilize his bench. Blake Evans checks in, and Harold Bennett, who had been in for just a second, comes back out. Non-shooting foul. Next one, though, will put the Panthers into one and one. Back up, the shot blocked, and a foul will send Tucker Blackwell to the line with the front end of the one and one. First time they've been in the bonus all night.
Great move by Blackwell to slash into the basket. There's a good look by Coyle getting the ball in.
That was on Burnett, and that is four on Burnett. And here is Tucker Blackwell. He's the only Panther to shoot free throws here in the second half. He's 2 of 2 in the air, and he got it. He'll earn his bonus now. He's 4 of 7 on the night. His points starting to add up, 4 from the line. He's got a 3 that gave South its biggest lead at 31-28, but they relinquished that. With the compliments of the little Southport pressure and just some bad floor play. Turning the doggone pumpkin over in the air, and Tucker rattles that one in. 5 of 8 from the line, down to a one possession game, and again. And let's see, ball deflected out of bounds, Chance Coyle. It'll be Southport basketball. They lead it, the Redbirds, 41-38 with a minute 6 to play in the ball game. And
oh,
Johnston lost the ball and fouled.
Did he get it?
And he got it. Luke Johnston taking the ball out of bounds, lost his concentration. The ball slipped out of his hands. Into play, Chance Coyle grabbed it, went to the hole. The ball rolled in, and he was fouled in the process.
Wow.
And now Chance could tie this up.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Johnston, of course, he's a quarterback. I thought, you know, on the football team, maybe they were going to throw that long pass, but this came right out of his hands.
I mean, that ball just dropped out of his hands right across the end line. Chance Coyle looked at it, got it immediately, went to the hole, was hammered, and the ball rolled in, and now he can tie it. The best Panther free throw shooter. He's 4 of 4 from the line in the air, and he missed it. A minute 3 to play. Scruggs with the rebound. Panthers with the press, and Call is fouled out of the ball game. I'm afraid now Josh knows it, and he bids adieu. So Hall is gone, 41-40. Boy, I tell you, this game can just be so fickle sometimes. And here you had an opportunity with your best percentage free throw shooter, who hadn't missed all night long, missed to try to tie this up, not putting the blame on him. I mean, that's basketball.
That's only two turnovers that Southport has committed here in the fourth quarter.
Here comes Chris Bamba checking into the ball game for the fouled out Josh Hall, who leaves with a total of 8 points tonight, one below his average.
Those two turnovers, Joe, have huge turnovers.
Here's what you can't have right here, John. Scruggs has got to miss these now.
Sure does.
In the air, and he's 3 of 3 down the stretch.
Well, we're trying to jinx him, but we can't do it.
We can't do it. Well, the next foul on South will put Southport in the double bonus. We have 60 seconds to play, and Scruggs can give him a 3-point lead. In the air, and how about that? 30% free throw shooter at the start of the ball game, and he's 4 of 4 from the free throw line here down the stretch for the Birds. 43-40, a three will tie it up. Trey Bamba won the JV game on a tray at the buzzer. Tucker will fire a three and tie it. Step back and calmly deposited his second triple here in the quarter. And we're tied at 43. And now Kyle Simpson directs traffic. Now is Paul Scruggs with the basketball in the half court, and Southport calls a timeout. We'll break for a half minute. Don't go away in this one. Panthers alive thanks to the three-pointer by Tucker Blackwell to tie the ball game as the Southsiders have fought back from 8 down to tie it with 35 seconds to play. Back in a half minute. We're tied at 43 on our commercial service scoreboard. You're listening to South Panther Basketball. All right, tied at 43, 35.1 seconds to play. Possession arrow remains in favor of Southport. They have the basketball. No shot clock in high school basketball. Each team has one timeout left. South has 9 team fouls, so the next one against them will put Southport in the double bonus. Josh Hall is already fouled out of the ball game. And J.R. Holmes going with Chris Bamba in there. The rather smallish lineup. But Tucker Blackwell has responded here in the second half with 12 points. 12 of his 16 have come here in the second half and 2 vital three-pointers here in the fourth quarter. All right, here we go. Right in front of the bench, Elijah Walton will toss it in, and here we go. And I tell you, there's very little time left between the clock down to 24 seconds. I'm so used to seeing college and seeing that time, I thought they had to shut. You know, there was no shot clock. We're down to 15. Southport running its offense. You don't want to get too tight now. Scruggs on him is Hunter Lloyd. Goes around the pick, put up a shot. Bad shot. Rebounded by Brooke. He pushed off to get it. And that's going to be the ball game as we had a timeout called as Brunk grabs, yes, another offensive rebound with 4.2 seconds to play to give the Cardinals a 45-43 lead. And I'm not going to sound like sour grapes, but there was a Panther that was pushed out of the way there, but Brunk takes up a lot of size. I mean, he's 6'10". He goes 220 pounds, and he has just unloaded his 10th and 11th points here in the second half. He and Scruggs, the two veterans, the two centerpieces for this basketball club, have been tough on the Southsiders, and John, yet another offensive rebound. Really, we've seen it from the start of the ball game. Unfortunately, it came with 4.4 seconds to play to give Southport a 45-43 lead. And now they put 3.7 seconds on the clock. Plenty of time. Panthers have the basketball to go for the quick underneath shot. They'll have to come half court. J.R. Holmes right in front of us. And he is jotting that one down big time with that Sharpie. 45-43. Let's see where they're going to make him take it out. Nope, they're going to have to come floorly. So here we go. 3.7, but John, that's livable. I mean, that's better than 1.3. Chance Coyle. Are they going to throw the football pass? Here we go. 3.7 to look for the upset. Down to three. Here comes Blackwell weaving a half-court shot. No good, and that's the end of the ball game. It got iron left. At least they had a decent look. But they had to come floor length with it. There was good news, bad news there. The bad news was that they put actually more time on the clock, which was good, 3.7. But there was 1.3 seconds to play when the Panthers called timeout. And they had the ball at half court. Makes a heck of a lot of difference, even with 1.3 seconds to play. That being said, they conferred, the officials, and put 2.4 seconds back on the clock. We had 3.7 seconds to play in the ball game. But again, the bad news, the Panthers had to come full court with it. And after Chance Coyle triggered it into Tucker Blackwell, he weaved through a couple of Cardinals and threw one up from about 50 feet. And it got iron left, and the Panthers lose a heartbreaker here tonight, 45-43 in this Conference Indiana opener, as the fifth-ranked Southport Cardinals survive an upset bid of the South Panthers. We have arrived at our postgame show brought to you by Black Lumber at 1710 South Henderson and by Advanced Auto Care. Give Andy and the installation experts at Advanced Auto Care at 1077 Air Drive a call at 812-330-1620. Heartbreaker tonight. Give the Cardinals credit. Their two big centerpieces, Joey Brunk and Paul Scruggs. They go to work in the fourth quarter, thwarting the South Panthers and Tucker Blackwell. Game-winning shot that would have counted, obviously, had it gone to win it. But Tucker played his rump off in the fourth and final quarter, giving the Panthers the lead, 31-28. And there, a couple of turnovers, and Southport went to work. They build up an eight-point lead, only to have the Panthers come right back and tie it on Blackwell's three-pointer. And then Joey Brunk put in what turned out to be the game winner on a rebound, offensive rebound, off of a missed shot by Elijah Walton with 4.3 seconds to play. And then Blackwell missed the just inside the half-court shot. So it's over, 45-43. Cardinals move to 3-1. South drops to 2-3. We'll be back with our postgame after this two-minute break. You're listening to South Panther Basketball.